Happy Halloween, you ghostly motherfuckers. I'm, of course, your host, Spider Chunky, but you can call me Jake, and we're back with another episode of Power Play Podcast. Or should I say, spooky, spookcast. Power Play Podcast. Spooky, spookcast. Yeah, sure. You can call me Spooky Junkie if you want. So I'm gonna be uploading this on Halloween Day, hopefully. I'm actually recording this the day before Halloween, so hopefully I can get it out on Halloween. I just wanted to do a podcast. I've been wanting to do a podcast for a while, and I just haven't gotten around to it, or I've tried, and I just didn't feel like I was in the zone. So hopefully I'm feeling in the zone right now, and this will actually go up, because I actually recorded a whole hour podcast maybe a couple weeks ago, and I just didn't feel it. It didn't feel good. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll fucking see, bitch. So I know it's been a while since I've done a podcast, and I'm sorry. I do apologize for that. And it's my fault, completely, because of all the things that have been happening in my life. And I make it. I put it on myself. I put all this shit that stresses me out on top of myself, and it makes me happy, but it also saddens me. So, anyways, enough about my bitching. Happy Halloween. It's going to be a great Halloween. I hope that you get a lot of candy. I hope you get to dress up as your favorite character. And I hope that you go out and get shit-faced, if that's what you want to do. I'm not going to judge you for what you choose. Halloween is a great time for doing that, because it gives you an excuse to go out and be someone you're not. Or just be a maniac, which is fine. I personally will be trick-or-treating, and also maybe going to a party or two. But I won't be drinking because I'm not 21 yet, but I'll be 21 in February, and it's gonna be freaking awesome, dude. I can't wait to buy my first alcoholic drink, legally. It's gonna be great. So, yeah. I kinda wanna ask people, ask around what I should order for my very first alcoholic drink. I don't wanna just go with a standard, thing, because it's kinda special, you know? It's kinda cool, to have that as your story of your first alcoholic drink that you bought. I'm gonna go alone. I'm not gonna have anybody with me, so if that makes a difference on what I get, it might. And I just want to get one thing. I don't want to get three or four things and get drunk. I just want to try something for the night. I just want to have a little sip of it, and hopefully I like it. I have no idea what I like. No fucking clue. But I don't want to go with just a beer. I don't want to go with something crazy strong either. So if there's an in-between or something that isn't, I don't know, that's kind of nice, just kind of, I want to say classy. Nothing that's yeah, I'll take a vodka, whatever the fuck. Yeah. So nothing generic and nothing too strong, because I am just starting out. If you guys have any suggestions, let me know on maybe what you did for your first alcoholic drink, or what you have what you like right now, or whatever. Yeah, let me know, because I'm very interested and I'm very curious. It's pretty close to my birthday, so we'll see. I might just get a bottle of wine and go home and cry. It's yeah, I'm 21 now, so I'm gonna just go cry into a bottle of wine. Well, I think I would like wine. I think that would be a good choice for me as a person, I think. I don't know. We'll see. So anyways, I don't know where to start off on things to talk about, since I've been gone for a month and a half. I can tell you about what happened to me over the month or so, right? Sure. I'll start there, and then we'll maybe ease into something else, topic-wise. I'm going to fucking talk about the Star Wars trailer real quick. After I talk about this stuff, so... a few things, just to hit on real quick, that happened to me. I got glasses, and I got those about a month ago, and they've been treating me really well. I finally can see the world for the beauty that it is. So, yeah, I'm actually really happy. I'm a lot happier with my glasses on than I was with them off. And I think it's just because I couldn't see actually how pretty the world is, and how amazing everything looks, you know? I could see decently, but it was all kind of, I don't know, it was standard def, instead of HD, pretty much. That's pretty much what it was. And it was just kind of fuzzy and a little blurry from time to time, like especially when I'm far away. So yeah, when I'm close up, I'm fine. But even now with the glasses on, when I'm close up, it still kind of enhances a little bit. So that's nice. I enjoy it. And I can now finally watch my Blu-ray movies in their intended look. So yeah, I'm pretty happy. I actually got my glasses from Warby Parker, and they're pretty nice. So yeah. And right after I got my glasses, or was it right before? I think it was actually right before. I got stuck in South Carolina, in Columbia, South Carolina, during the flooding incident. If you didn't hear about that, there was a massive history book amount of flooding going on in South Carolina. The weekend I went to another comic book convention, and I got stuck there for a night, and it was fun because all the interstates and all the roads were blocked off to go home, so I couldn't fucking do anything. And what are the odds that I would get that would happen the same time that I go down for just one day to do something in that specific area of the country? I don't know. It's a big coincidence. And yeah, but I had fun just hanging out in a hotel by myself. That was fun. I felt very adult, and I never done that by myself before, so I don't know. A lot of fun. And I saw so much carnage. Like, I saw so much real estate underwater, so many cars just flooded, and people were just standing around just not knowing what to do. I thought about getting out of my car and taking pictures of it, but I felt like an asshole. I felt like I would be a douche if I did that, and so I didn't do it. I would feel bad. It's like, oh yeah, hey guys, I know you're like really in this this pickle, but I'm gonna take a couple snapshots to show on Facebook. So I thought against that because that would be very, I don't know, yeah, just a little too soon, I guess. I don't know. I'm sure plenty of people would do it, but I just couldn't muster up the courage to do it. Mostly because I was trying to find a fucking hotel that would take me, because all the hotels that I was trying to go to were blocked off by some kind of police blockade or whatever. Or they're fucking in water. So yeah. Yeah. Not too bad. It was an adventure at the very least. And I did get to take a kind of a day off of school because I had to stay over Sunday night, and then I finally came back on Monday towards the end of the day. So it was like a little mini vacation for myself. Even though the reason I went to the con convention in the first place was to get footage for my class and for my next project, but that's fine because that was kind of like it was a half and half. It was like a work vacation, you know? Like, I go there to do work, but I'm also there for the fun, because it's fun, you know? So, yeah. So that happened. And something that also happened is my friend's getting married. And I'm actually going to her wedding reception tomorrow on Halloween, and then I'm going to her wedding a week from tomorrow. So that'll be fun. That's the very first wedding I've ever been to as an adult, or a young adult, I guess. I'm 20, so I'm legally an adult, but I don't feel like an adult at all. So that should be an experience as well. I don't know how to go about it. My girlfriend was going to go with me, but some things have come up that won't allow her to go. So I guess I'm just going to go by myself. And it'll be awkward, I think, because I don't really know anybody else that are friends with her. It's just kind of like I'm her off friend, like the one that isn't in her group or her clique of people. Or even if she has multiple cliques, I'm just in my own clique by myself, basically. So it might be a little weird, but hopefully I can make maybe new friends or something. Maybe at least get through it in some way. It'll be fine. Her brother is my friend, so hopefully he's going to be there. And then that'll be a big load off my shoes or my feet. I don't know what I'm saying. So yeah. Yeah. So what are you guys going to be for Halloween? You guys going to go dress up for Halloween outside on Halloween? I'm probably going to go as Hoxton again for Halloween, since I already have the costume just fully made and fully ready. It was fun getting all the pieces to go to that. It has the mask, it has the dress shirt, it has the blazer, it has the pants, it has the shoes, it has the gloves, and it has the guns. And yeah, it was a lot of fun, like kind of putting that costume together. Even though I didn't really do anything other than just get the parts, it was very easy to put them together. It was a fun experience to just like go out and search for these things and kind of figure it out myself. I never really done that before. I've always just bought the costume in just one piece, or like it's all together in one. This time I actually went together, or went out and found the pieces that went together with themselves. Even though they may or not have been the perfect match, they were still very, I don't know, accustomed to what I wanted. So yeah, I'll probably just go out and look scary or whatever. I mean, he doesn't look that scary. He has a clown mask, but it's like, I don't know. I mean, I do have guns, so. And they're like airsoft guns that I have that actually weigh a good bit. They're like 2 pounds each, so I don't know. Maybe I won't get shot down because they think I have real guns. I mean, they have like the silenced tip, but they have orange on the tip of it. It's fine. If I don't have the podcast anymore, you'll know why, because I've got freaking shot down by the cops because they thought I had real fucking guns. Oh, God. That actually happened to a little kid on a playground one time. Not too long ago. They thought he had a real gun with him, and it just turned out to be like a water gun or something like that, and they killed him. They fucking shot him in the face because they thought that he had a gun. And I mean, I understand why you would go to that measure, because you're afraid he's gonna kill people, but damn. Holy shit, dude. Why would you not, I don't know, maybe look a little harder? I don't know. Why would you just, I don't know. I feel like they just kind of shot first and then asked questions later a little bit. They didn't really take the time to examine what was going on and actually how logical that is that a little kid has a handgun, a real handgun. I don't know. And I don't know what it looked like. I don't know if it was like an exact replica of a gun that just happened to squirt water. It might have been like very realistic. But in my mind, I feel like it probably didn't look very much like a gun. I mean, sure, it looks like a gun, but it doesn't look like a real gun. Like one that you can actually shoot and is functional, you know? Like mine look like real guns, but they look like toy guns, though. I don't know. It's weird. So hopefully I don't get, hurt in the process. And if somebody asks me about them, I'll put them away, because I can actually, like, put them in my suit pockets. Like, I can conceal them inside of my suit, so it's pretty cool. Yeah, so I'll probably just do that all night until somebody pisses me off, and I'll, like, whip out my gun, and I'll pistol whip them a little bit. That'd be fun. Speaking of pistol whipping, no, I'm just kidding. So yeah, I'll probably go out and trick-or-treat by myself since my girlfriend's going to be away. Some real shit happened, man. So yeah, I'll probably just do my own thing, mostly. I might just sit home and watch horror movies, honestly. You know what? That sounds pretty good. I might hand out candy to the kids and watch horror movies all night. That'd be pretty sweet. Yeah. So when it comes to the topics that I'm going to be talking about today, I don't know. Oh, did I tell you that I went to a convention over the weekend? I can't remember. Like last weekend I went to a convention in around my hometown, and it was a lot of fun. I went with my good friends and one good friend and my girlfriend, and yeah, we had a lot of fun. I cosplayed as Hoxton, and yeah, I took a lot of pictures with people, whether they wanted to or not. No, I'm just kidding. They asked me to, so it was fine. But yeah, it was a lot of fun, and we stayed for like 4 or 5 hours, and we got some cool artwork, and it was a splendid time. Splendid. I usually try to go to those things when they come close to me, within a 2 hour radius, usually. So yeah, that was a lot of fun. Anyways, back to the topics that I don't know what to start with. Since we've been gone for so long, I don't know where to start. I don't know if I should start all the way back at the beginning or what, but how about I start with, Pacific Rim 2 not happening. Good. Next topic. No, I didn't like the first Pacific Rim movie. It wasn't good, in my opinion. It was, I mean, sure, it had the elements of the things that you wanted to be good, but ultimately the story just kind of fell flat. The action scenes were pretty cool, but other than that, it didn't really hold up to what was kind of promised, I guess. I don't know. Maybe they could go more in depth with it in the second one, maybe, or make it better. I don't know. They possibly could. I didn't care for it, though. So this doesn't really make me unhappy that it's not happening. They said that it's put on hold indefinitely. That doesn't mean that it's going to not happen, but it's pretty much probably not going to happen. If they can get enough, like, fan backing behind it and enough people to say that they want it, that's when they'll do it. Yeah, so that's maybe not happening. Fine, that's great. But on the words of something that's good that's going to happen is John Wick 2 is going to start shooting soon, if not already has started shooting, because it was like a month ago. John Wick with Keanu Reeves, if you haven't seen it, the first one was fucking insanely good. I have it on Blu-ray, and it's great. And it's the first movie I've seen Keanu back in that I actually really enjoyed in a while. I want to say it's the best movie he's been in since The Matrix, the first one. It's really good. It's insanely action-packed, and it has a cool art style with it. And yeah, it's a good story. It's just fucking great, man. He is a badass in that movie, and I can't wait for them to go more in detail with this character in the second one, and maybe just a totally different storyline. That'd be fucking great. Because the first one, holy shit. Yeah. So we got two sequels, one that's happening right now, and one that maybe not happening at all. And the one that's happening is one that I like, and the one that isn't happening is one I don't like. So good. Everything's coming up Milhouse for me, it seems. Oh well, fuck. I'm just gonna, like, quickly just, like, rapid fire these topics since they've happened so long ago. Hayden Christensen, the guy who played Anakin in the prequels, may be returning for Star Wars Episode 8. Why? I don't fucking know. I'm guessing maybe for a flashback or a cutscene of some sort of something. I don't know. There's no way he can be there as himself, right? How could that even be possible? Because, spoiler alert, he's fucking Darth Vader, and Darth Vader is no more. So, yeah. It has to be a flashback or something of that nature, and I don't know. I just don't know what else it could be. If it's something more than that, I bring it on. Bring on the idea of that, because how they're gonna explain that is gonna be insane, and it might be entertaining on how they explain it. So we'll see. Well, yeah, we'll see. So speaking of Star Wars, the new trailer came out about a week or two ago. I want to say maybe a week and a half ago. I don't know. Came out on Monday, 2 weeks ago, almost 2 weeks ago. Holy crap. It was really good. It was, it got me to actually buy a ticket, and I pre-ordered one on Fandango the day that it came out. Yeah, because I have an IMAX theater, somewhat near me, maybe like 30 minutes away from me. And, holy shit, dude, it turned me on in ways I didn't know I could be, honestly. It was really good. And I really don't want to get too hyped about this movie, but it's really hard because it's Star Wars, and it's been so long since a good one's come out, and this one looks really promising, so fingers crossed, because, jeez, dude. What George Lucas did with the prequels, minus a couple tolerable things in them, it just wasn't that great. It really wasn't. I think my favorite part out of the entire trilogy was General Grievous, and also the final battle in the third movie. That was okay. General Grievous was weirdly my favorite part out of the trilogy. I know that's very unpopular, but I thought he was kind of a cool character. And I really wish they had done more with him or maybe kept him around and done something else with him. But yeah, he was really cool. Or maybe introduced him earlier on with fucking just screw Darth Maul. Like, just cut him out of the first movie and just put in General Grievous and just have him go out throughout the three movies. Kind of make him the new Darth Vader. That'd be cool. Yeah, fucking General Grievous. He was very unique. He's very quirky. I liked it. I liked what they were doing with him. And now maybe if I look back and watch it again, like recently, I may not think that, but I thought it was okay. I thought he looked cool. He had a very unique like special ability and all kinds of cool stuff going on with him. He was an alien cyborg kind of whatever the fuck robot. He was like a transformer kind of in a way. Yeah, I thought he was really cool. The only thing I didn't like about him was he had a really, really big weakness, and he was kind of a pussy. But he had this one huge weakness, and I wish it had been harder to, I don't know, figure it out. I mean, I don't know. That's just because I like him a lot, and I'm biased, so. Anyways, so, yeah, the seventh movie trailer came out, and it's the second trailer for the seventh movie. God, fucking numbers, man. And it was great. It really captured the old trilogy in my mind, in my heart. It made me really excited for it. And I don't know. I have a feeling it's going to be really good, guys. And I honestly cannot imagine a world where this movie can be anywhere near as bad as the prequels. Or at least any of them. Any one of the prequels. If it's bad, it's going to be bad. It might be bad, but at least it won't be bad as those. There's no way it can be as bad as those. And I know I said that about Fantastic Four, that it couldn't be as bad as the 2005 versions, but damn it, was I wrong. God damn it, was I fucking wrong. Holy shit. I mean, it looked cool. I mean, Fantastic, the fucking, god damn it. Human Torch was black, that's fine. I don't give a shit. I don't care if they fucking make Electro black. I don't give a shit. I mean, that movie sucked too, but I don't care. Maybe it's gonna be a common trend where if they replace a white character with a black actor, that movie will suck. I'm not saying that it's because they're black. It just seems like this trend, you know? Like Spider-Man 2, Amazing Spider-Man 2, with Jamie Foxx as Electro, it ate shit. It just absolutely ate shit. And I was fucking pissed off about it. Because I was very anticipating that movie. I was very hyped. I was fucking... I was like, okay, the first movie, it was alright. It was decent. Now we can only go up from here. Because usually, in superhero movies, usually, more likely than not, the sequel is where they actually really shine. And, like, I wish they had just kept with the trend of the Sam Raimi Spider-Man trilogy, where first one, pretty decent. Second one, holy fuck. And third one, oh my god, this is garbage. I wish they had gone that route, but maybe made the third one good, actually. So, I don't know. But we'll never see that, so yeah. Now we're going to get a new Spider-Man movie with only Marvel MCU stuff. And that'll be cool. I'm looking forward to that next year. 2 years now? Actually, it's 2017. Yeah, Tom Holland. It'll be great. So, Star Wars Episode 7. I have a ticket. I'm going to go see it on opening night. Actually, the night before at 10 o'clock. Is it 10? I think I actually have the 8 p.m. one. So, I'll see it the day before. So, yeah. I can't wait. And, yeah. I don't know what to say about it. It was really good. It was very classic. I could definitely see all the practical effects going on, but the CG as well. And yeah, it looked like a nice hybrid, and I liked it. So, yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah, fuck you. Fuck you. And on to gaming news. in about a week or two, Fallout 4, Black Ops 3, and Battlefront... Star Wars Battlefront will come out. And I am very looking forward to two of those. And I'm not going to say which one I'm not looking forward to that much, but I'm sure you can guess. I hate Call of Duty. All right, I said it. You fucking caught me. I fucking hate it. I hate it. I've hated it for so long, but I'm getting Black Ops 3, whether I like it or not. I played the beta. I didn't play it that much to kind of get a good opinion about it, I guess. But I don't know. I'm taking a shot this time. This is going to be my final attempt at Call of Duty. This is it. I've liked the past two Black Ops from Call of Duty, and Black Ops 2 was the last Call of Duty I got. So that says a lot. Or is that a bad thing? Actually, that sounds like a bad thing, that was the one that did it for me. No. I just didn't go after that because I was kind of getting tired of it. It wasn't because of that singular game. It was just because, like, fuck. But now that I've had, I think I've had two games that I haven't gotten. So I've had a good 2 year break from Call of Duty. So I'm thinking maybe if I do it this way, then maybe it won't be as shitty to me. Maybe it'll actually be kind of refreshing to play this first person shooter after not playing that many first person shooters for 2 years. I don't know though. Maybe we'll see. The beta was okay. The only thing that sucked was my controller started to fuck up. And I couldn't run that much, so I need to get a new controller. So speaking of Battlefield 3, is that what I said? No, I fucking Black Ops 3. Sorry, excuse me. Apparently, there's not going to be a campaign on the last gen consoles, and they're going to sell it for a $10 cheaper price. And I mean, honestly, if you're buying Call of Duty games for the story, then you need to reevaluate your life. I'm not saying the multiplayer is anything to brag about either. It's not that fucking amazing either, but the campaigns for Call of Duty are just so short and half-assed and not good. I like the Modern Warfare, the original one, storyline pretty decently. And then after that, it was like, boo! Oh my god! Yeah. Not that big of a fan of the campaigns for Call of Duty. Mostly because I feel like they don't care. They don't really, like, care enough to make a good one anymore, at least. The first Black Ops campaign was decent. That was the only other one that I kind of liked. Only other one. That's it. After that, it was garbage doo-doo. It was fucking awful. So, yeah. $50 for just multiplayer on 360 and PS3. Not that big of a loss, but I kind of think they should have maybe made it even cheaper because, I mean, they're saying that the campaign's only worth $10, which is weird, I think. Because it's, I don't know, that's weird. I think they should have at least made it $40, but that's just me. Hold on, let me take a sip of my juice. Oh, it's so parched. Okay, so, yeah, fuck Call of Duty. And they actually had a social media scandal going on for a bit to promote Black Ops 3, where they put fake, like, headline news on their Twitter page. Like, some really, like, bad stuff. Like, there was a bombing in some country because of this thing, and people were getting up in arms about it because they're like, holy shit, why is nobody else talking about this? But then they noticed that it was from Call of Duty's Twitter. They thought that it was from an actual, like, news source or something like that. And they're like, oh, fuck you, Call of Duty. Fuck you for making me think that the world's gonna die. Yeah. So they had some really weird marketing campaign going on there. I mean, I guess it made people talk about it. So, I mean, I guess good job, Call of Duty. I mean, whoever's doing your PR over there is, I don't know, but yeah, I thought it was really weird. I looked that up and I was like, what the fuck? That's very strange. And it's kind of weird that nobody noticed until, like, after they had already freaked out about it. But I guess that's what they wanted. So good on you, Call of Duty. Good on you for fucking making people lose their shit for a few seconds. So how long were you on here? All right. So, another thing in gaming news, there's a new Far Cry coming out, and it got announced not too long ago. It's called Far Cry Primal, and the trailer shows, like, you're in a BC-type area where there's, like, fucking woolly mammoths and stuff like that. You're like a caveman or whatever, It looks pretty cool. I haven't gotten much into the Far Cry series, but I've seen plenty of people play it, and it looks really cool. It looks a lot of fun. I don't know why I haven't got into it, honestly, because it looks really cool and it has a lot of unique I don't know, like features to it, and it looks pretty nice. So I might check out older titles for Far Cry and maybe check out the new one as well. I don't know. I've already got no time to play anything as it is, so what I do play is very it's got to be amazing. It's got to be fucking like I have 2 hours to do something tonight. I can either watch a movie, I can either play games, I can do a YouTube video, or I can sit in silence and kill myself. And I usually either choose movie or video games. So when I do play a video game, it has to be fucking my favorite thing in the world, or I'm pissed off. Then I'm like, God, I just wasted my only 2 hours of free time on this fucking shitty game. You know? So yeah, that's why if I don't have anything to play that I really want to play, I just watch a movie that I haven't seen or one that I know is gonna be good, like ones that I've seen before plenty of times, like fucking John Wick. So yeah. Yeah. So, Far Cry Primal's coming out, and it's gonna be great. I hope so. And I didn't get a chance to play the Battlefield beta early October, but I'm gonna get the game, so fuck it. Yeah. So fuck it. I'm gonna play it, and hopefully it's gonna be great. I've heard good things, and I've also heard bad things. Hopefully they maybe fix things that are bad by the time the game releases in about a week or two. But that's just wishful thinking. I mean, it's Activision. So, oh, I should have fucking talked about this in the movie section. So apparently, the Terminator movies are also on a hiatus of some sort, kind of like Pacific Rim. They say they're gonna put them on hold for the time being until they figure out what they want to do with the series, which honestly, I think they've done enough. I mean, I think what they've done is good for the most part, and I think that Terminator Genesis would be an okay film to go off on. I think that five movies is good for a series. I think after that you're kind of pushing a little bit. Honestly, after three you're kind of pushing a little bit. But that, I mean, for a series like Terminator, I think five is good. And I know you're gonna say like, but Jake, there's so many other things they can do with the movie. They can go into different. What the fuck you? I don't care. I don't want to see Arnold doing another movie when he's like 90, you know? The last one was all right, but you could definitely tell that he wasn't in his prime anymore, and it kind of got to me. So, no offense against Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's great. He's a good actor, and he's a great guy, especially when he's like banging his maid or whatever. Yeah, I kind of think that they should just not do anymore. I think Terminator 2 is the peak of what they've done. Terminator is the classic Terminator film is classic and a great movie as well. Terminator 3, Terminator 4, and Terminator 5 Genesis. Terminator Genesis was pretty good actually. So I feel like three out of five ain't bad, you know. That's not a passing grade, but it's not enough to actually it is enough to fail. But but it's good though. It's not a bad record, I guess. For just five movies, three were really good, or at least pretty decent. Yeah. That's what I feel. I feel like they should just stop. So another thing that happened over the month, Jesus Christ, we have so many fucking things, but we're almost done, we're almost done. I promise. Ant-Man and the Wasp title got revealed for the Ant-Man sequel, and one can only assume it's going to be Evangeline Lilly as the Wasp, and then Paul Rudd as Ant-Man, and they'll be doing a buddy comedy where they fight crime together, and they also spit out one-liners to each other, like, "Oh, you never made me coffee in the morning," and then she'll be like, "Fuck you." I don't know. So that was awful, but yeah, should be pretty cool, and I'm glad that Ant-Man did so well that it warranted a sequel and more Ant-Man. It was a good movie actually. I actually really was very surprised by Ant-Man, and I was kind of happy that it did so well. So yeah, That sounds pretty cool. Oh, thank God. Jesus Christ, we're almost at the end. So, I know it's awful to say about my own podcast. So, for TV news, we have a Batman-related story where the show Gotham is going to be having the Court of Owls storyline implemented into it. And if you don't know what the Court of Owls story is, it's basically this group of people that are kind of, I don't know, they're kind of assassins, I guess. They're like assassins in business suits, and they wear owl masks, and they're in like this cult kind of thing, and they attack Batman. I don't know how they're gonna be shown in the show. I guess they could just be like starting out before they get big, and I mean, obviously they're gonna stay around because they have to fight Batman, or whatever. But fucking me, maybe Jim Gordon will just like come across this group of guys that are having to have owl mask on. I don't fucking know. Fuck Gotham, the show, and the place. Actually, no, I'm just kidding. So that might be all right. Maybe it'll actually give the show a little bit more cred because it has none right now. And on other Batman news, the Killing Joke animated movie is gonna be happening apparently. With the actual voice actors, like the main voice actors, be doing the Joker and Batman, Kevin Conroy and Mark Hamill as the Joker. It's gonna be fucking great, I hope. And they're talking about making it rated R. And if they make it rated R, I'm gonna give you my money. Like, I'm just gonna straight up give you my money, because all the animated Batman or just animated superhero films in general haven't been more than PG-13 or TV-14 or whatever the fuck it is. They've all been pretty tame. Like, there's of course violence and actions like that, but there's no real hardcore violence and like blood or anything like that. So if they make it R, I hope they like really utilize that and make it and take that in the advantage. I'm so excited I can't even talk. If they make that and take advantage of it, like the actual the aspects of the R-ratedness of it, that'd be fucking insane. Like, Mark Hamill, I think he could do a really good job of playing a psycho Joker. Yeah. So, I'm looking forward to that. Whenever it comes out, I will get that on wherever it comes out. I guess it's going to go straight to DVD, because that's what usually happens. I kind of wish that the animated movies came out in theaters. That'd be cool. Even if it was, like, a short release, like, for a week in like, certain theaters, that'd be really cool. That would be kind of cool to see them on the big screen. Fucking do that. I mean, that's like a good idea. That's like a really like smart move to do. It looks like a preview screening of it for a week, and then take it out. That sounds really good. I'm sure there's plenty of people that would want to go see that. So, anyways, another movie related topic for the fucking fourth time, sixth time, seventh time, and one I also don't care about. Michael Bay. Is apparently going to be coming back for Transformers 5. And what I have to say to that is, who gives a shit? I mean, honestly, also what I have to say is that, what else did you think was going to happen? I mean, he started up a new trilogy, basically, or the potential of a trilogy, with Mark Wahlberg being the fourth one. What did you think was going to happen? Did you think he was just going to do that one and then he's done? No. He's gonna do at least one or two more to have another trilogy on his hands, like three with Shia LaBeouf, and three with Mark Wahlberg. And that would be, yeah, six. Or five, whichever. I don't know if I mean, at this point, I feel like the Call of Duty franchise is a lot like the Transformers franchise, where they just keep making shit, whether they care if people like it or not. Honestly, it's just the same garbage over and over again, and it just keep coming out, just popping them out every other year or something like that. I mean, I feel like they're not gonna do a Transformer movie for a couple years now, so maybe that'll be good to make it better, but I doubt it, because it's still gonna be the same shit, the same concepts, the same bullshit. It's gonna be awful. It's honestly gonna be the worst thing I've ever seen in my life, and I'm sorry that I'm so harsh about it, but I fucking hate it. I really do. It's not good, guys. It's really not. Oh my God. And now I'm so sad, because I was so happy at the very beginning of this, and now I'm just fucking pissed off about everything that's going to happen. And we had some good things. We laughed. We cried. We talked about Halloween stuff. What's your favorite Halloween movie, huh? Your favorite horror movie? I think mine would be the classic Halloween with John Carpenter. That'd be great. It's a really good movie. And oh, no, I don't know. I have a lot that are going to be like high up there in the ranking for me. I really like The Exorcist, the original. Fuck, holy shit, really good. And I'm not a guy that gets really scared that easily, but when I can find a movie that I really actually get kind of freaked out by, I usually stick to it pretty hard. Like, I usually actually want to watch it a lot after that, because I want to understand it. I want to get to know the film, you know? I want to shake its hand and say, thank you. Thank you, sir, for freaking me out for once, because not many can. And you're good on you, buddy. Good on you. Yeah. So, and the same thing with action films. If it can actually get my heart pumping and actually make me feel like this is awesome, then good on you. Because not too many action films actually really get me in the like the energetic and excited mood that good action films do. Like, they make you just really just get into it, and your heart is racing, and it's like you're in the action. It's great. Yeah. When movies get me into it like that, that's when I really like the movie. That's when I really want to just get to know it. And I want to caress its hair, and I want to kiss its little neck. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm getting freaky now. Getting creeped out by myself, actually. So, yeah. I hope you guys have a great Halloween, and I will maybe see you next week. I don't know. I'm not gonna make any promises. I don't know. Since this is going up on Saturday, it definitely won't be on Monday when I see you. But maybe next Monday, I'll try. Guys, I'll try to be more consistent. I was so consistent for so long. I know, I'm sorry. But some shit just happens, guys. And then once it happens, I just didn't want to do it anymore for a while. I'm like, okay, I'll take a little break from the podcast and YouTube in general. I don't know. I have these bursts of energy where I want to do all these things and I want to do all these YouTube things. And then when I do them a little bit, I get bored of them and I'm like, all right, I'm going to stop doing those for a bit. And then I'll come back to them and then I'll be fresh again. And I'll be like, oh, now I'm all excited about them again. Woohoo. So I'm not really excited anymore yet. But that's not because of any reason. It's just because I'm weird. And I always have to be doing new things so I can be more excited about things instead of going back to the old, you know? Like, that's why I always just changed the format of the podcast, because it was getting boring after a little bit. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this now. And then, okay, let's do this now. After like a few episodes, I'm like, okay, that worked out a little bit. So let's do something else. Let's add like another element to it. And yeah. And now we're back to just me talking into a microphone with nobody around, which is still a new format because I've never done that before. But yeah, it does get a little, I don't know. Just, I'm a very short attention span kind of guy. Like, I need new things constantly for the most part. I like things, I like my regular things, the things that I do, almost on a daily basis, but there's some things where I just need something to adapt to. I just need to adapt and do something different with it. And that way I'll feel more, complete in a way. Is that weird? I feel like I'm talking to a wall right now. All right, fine. Whatever. Have a happy Halloween, and I hope you guys get lots of candy. And if you get sick from all that candy, make sure you don't throw it up in your neighbor's yard, because they'll fucking come whip you with a water hose or whatever. And in case you do have some free time over the next week, even though you are going to be doing stuff like I am as well, you should go read some comic books, because comic books are the best, and you can't get any better than comic books other than movies about comic books. Just kidding, they're not as good. So I want you to go read Batman the Court of Owls story. I think there's a couple different storylines, but go read the original one. It's just called Batman Court of Owls. God damn. Batman the Court of Owls. Please. Issue number one. It's great. And I also want you to go read Moon Knight number one. And if you don't know who Moon Knight is, it's basically the Marvel equivalent of Batman. It is a psychopathic hero, anti-hero kind of guy. He doesn't really relate to Batman other than his costume. He's kind of a dark and brooding kind of guy with a cape. So that's like the only thing that he has in common with Batman for the most part. But he's actually psychopathic, and it's kind of hard to tell whether or not he's doing these things in his mind or if he's actually doing them in real life. It's really cool. It's a really cool concept, and I like it a lot. So check that out. And also, go check out Iron Fist, the Living Weapon. He's another Marvel character. Iron Fist, if you don't know who he is a martial artist of sorts, and he fights crime, and he has, like, energy fists or whatever, and it's really cool. It's a really cool character, and he fights with Spider-Man a lot, and fucking Nova, whatever. It's really cool. So, if you like comic books and those intrigue you, check them out. If not, have a great weekend, have a great Halloween, and I will see you later. I love you so much. You're just the best.